It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. One of my favorite places to look in the forest is up. I love the way trees frame patches of sky and how rays of sun slide over branches and slant into pockets of darkness. On a recent stroll through woods, I found myself, as usual, looking up. I saw mostly fir and birch trees, and I took their narrow trunks and modest heights as a sign of a young forest. But it was a much older tree that caught my eye. A hulking snag towered some 15 feet above the forest's thin canopy, charred a uniform black from the ground all the way up to its sharp tip. There were few other signs of fire, and I figured this snag had probably burned years before the trees around it were even saplings. So the burnt snag was a survivor, one of the last remnants of a different forest that was now long gone. But, I wondered, do snags actually serve a purpose? What creatures could possibly make use of this dark, uninviting carcass? Standing dead snags are indeed essential to the forest community. They are often hubs of activity, providing several services to many forms of life. In some areas, up to 60 separate types of organisms have been observed to inhabit a single snag. Technically, a snag is an upright section of a dead tree, at least 6 inches in diameter, that stands over 20 feet high. But snags come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. Each snag is classified as hard or soft, which determines the plants and animals that will most likely be found inside. A hard snag is younger, burnt more recently, and may still have some bark and branches. A snag softens as it ages. In its most advanced stage, it falls over and becomes a log, performing a different set of forest functions. While it remains standing, which can be decades, a single snag crawls with moss, lichens, fungi, and invertebrates, as well as several types of birds and bats and mammals. The highest profile snag users, though, may be the cavity nesters. As the name suggests, these are birds that take advantage of a snag's softening wood and carve out little caves for themselves or sometimes use already existing hollows in a tree. Woodpeckers are an especially noisy type of cavity nester and are highly adapted to using snags. They test each dead tree for hardness, boring into its wood and listening for a special resonance that indicates a soft core, and thus a potential home. The softer the tree, the easier the nesting, and tattooed snags, pecked and rejected throughout the forest, suggest woodpeckers can be fairly choosy in their snag selection process. But snags offer more than just a home to cavity nesters. Both black-backed and three-toed woodpeckers seek out burnt snags for food as well. Many cavity nesters eat mostly beetles and beetle larvae, which are found under the burned snag bark. Think of the snag, then, as one-stop shopping for these forest creatures. What's more, some beetles depend on snags, too. Many types thrive on nutrients under snag bark and even have special adaptations to find burnt trees. Melanophila beetles, for example, have infrared sensors that can detect charred groups of trees from up to 100 miles away. And that's not all. Other birds, such as flycatchers, swallows, and owls, use standing snags as launch pads for hunting. They scope out their prey from above, enjoying the snag's high, often hidden perch. And mammals, including the flying squirrel and American martin, use snags as hideouts and rest spots. So next time you're in the forest, pause a moment at the foot of an old snag. Maybe you'll hear the tap-tap-tap of a woodpecker's beak, echoing through a quiet forest, or be lucky enough to glimpse an owl tucked into a rotting tree's trunk. Perhaps you'll let your eyes wander up and you'll appreciate, as I did, how the great snag grabs your gaze, pulls it up, and throws it straight at the sky. Today's program was written by Emily Miller. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out more about upcoming events and programs at the center, including our Saturday Discovery Days, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.thenaturecenter.org.